What is the spam strategy that I'm talking about for e-commerce, and how do you leverage spam strategy to grow your e-commerce brand by 300% more, and just drive your business and grow your customers, and grow your brand, grow profitability. To understand the spam strategy, we're going to go into four key elements that go into the spam strategy. So spam stands for four key areas: segmentation, personalization, automation, and multiply or multiplication. Those are the four key areas we focus on. By developing the right segment, the right person, and saying at the right time, and scaling that is the difference between succeeding in email and failing in email. Spam strategy focuses on sending the right person the right message at the right time and repeating it. A use case where most of us can understand, right? I'm a men's fashion e-commerce store, and I want to sell these $200 brown Oxford shoes at 10% off, right? That's pretty standard case, right? If you're in fashion e-commerce, you have goods to sell, give a discount, you just got to get it out there, right? Using that use case, I'm going to go into exactly how to leverage this our spam strategy for that use case. And I'm sure you can apply it to any use case you have. Step number one in our spam strategy is segmentation, right? So we want to find the right person for the right message, right? So remember, before you had a pray and spray approach, a batch and blast approach, where you would just send the email out, I got shoes to sell, let's send it out to the list, blast it out there. Now we're focused on segmenting out the right person for this message. That is key. Now, I'd love for you to put into the Q&A right there and post in there, what segments do you think you'd find for this audience right here? And let's see what you think. Let's get an idea about what segments you think would be a fit for this. So I'll give a few right away. Segmentation, you focus on people who bought black shoes, right? They bought black shoes, they may be interested in these brown shoes. Sample two, people who bought blue suits, right? That's another sample segment. People who bought blue suits now would want these brown Oxford shoes. It seems to go well with the outfit, right? That's a good segment too, to segment out. Again, before we did this pray and spray approach, now we're segmenting out different audiences. Another sample segment, people who are browsing brown shoes right now or within the last 60 days and haven't bought. That's a great segment also. They clearly have shown an indication to buy. Another segment is people who have bought brown monk strap shoes or brown loafers, right? Hey, I have these monk strap shoes. They may be interested in brown Oxford shoes. They may go hand in hand, right? A great segment to think about. Another one, something that a lot of people tend to forget is people who click on emails. Let's not forget that people who actually engage with your channel are so critical.